Ayatollah Khamenei elaborates on key points of Imam Khomeini's testament, June 4th, 2018. Most of Iran consists of a youthful population born after Imam Khomeini's blessed life had ended. They were either born after he passed away or were young children at that time. But these faithful youth, living in various parts of the country, loved Imam and his memory so much that it's as if they had been in his company all along. As we say in Samat prayers, we rightly and sincerely put our faith in him without being able to see him. They enjoyed pure and sincere faith without having been born during the Imam's lifetime and without having the opportunity to listen to his remarks. This is not peculiar to our nation alone. In many parts of the world, as well as in Muslim countries, people have the same feeling towards Imam Khomeini. This reality is the result of two factors. One is the greatness of the Imam and the various aspects of his personality, which was unparalleled in recent and contemporary eras. The other factor is the greatness of this revolution. It is the greatness of a deed that our magnanimous Imam accomplished in the present era by relying on his faith, acumen, and a strong determination. This deed was his initiation of the Islamic Revolution and the establishment of the Islamic Republic. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah. Subhanallah. The greatness of this revolution is indicative of our magnanimous Imam's greatness. Iran's revolution was a divine miracle. Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayh, left a perpetual guideline for his ummah, our nation, with his words and deeds, meaning that the words of Imam Khomeini guide us through all difficult stages of life, and his testament is one of the best and most influential moral legacies of his time. It is advisable that the people, the different officials, and all youth refer to this testament at different times and reflect on it. Let me refer to some of the points mentioned in Imam Khomeini's testament, which is full of useful meaning. The first point is that Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayhi, insisted in his testament on the fact that the Islamic Revolution is a divine revolution, and it is mainly based on the will of the people. The Islamic Revolution belongs to the people.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done. Guide me.